You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by a group of Department of the Army civilian police officers from across the Directorate of Emergency Services. We have Major Carl Smith Jr., who is the chief game warden for our installation, Major John Dow, who is a supervisory detective with the Military Police Investigation Unit, and Major Aaron Brandt, who is the traffic investigations officer in charge. Thank you guys so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Good. Doing good.
So we have quite a bit to cover in this podcast, and it's all featured on different subjects of holiday safety and safety around the installation, but I figured we could start with you, Major Smith. So hunting season is underway right now in Georgia. Do you have any safety reminders for people who choose to hunt on Fort Stewart?
Absolutely. So firearm safety is going to be one of the most important aspects that we deal with. We recommend everybody ensure that you're reading our installation SOP for hunting and fishing or just recreating in general, plus the Georgia Department of Natural Resource hunting regulation also. If our SOP is silent on an issue and doesn't clarify aspects or is more restrictive, then we go with the state law. But firearm safety, don't load your firearm until you get to your hunting or stand location. Paramount. Treat every firearm as if it's loaded. Ensure that safe muzzle discipline is utilized at all times. Additionally, Hunter Orange or Pink, the state of Georgia now has authorized Pink to be utilized as well. The installation has followed suit. Fluorescent orange or fluorescent pink is the required clothing for hunting activity on the installation and just recreation in general. So if you're going to go into our training areas, we recommend you read the SOP. It talks about what kind of required clothing is necessary. If you're going to hunt from an elevated position, we recommend, again, that you read the SOP, and you can see in there where it talks about safety harnesses. If you're hunting from an elevated position on the installation, you must wear a safety harness. Additionally, ensure that you are letting a responsible person know that you are going hunting or fishing on the installation and that what time and where you're going and what time you should return. They need to know this in detail because if you do not return, they need to contact law enforcement, the military police station, and advise that the hunter or recreationalist has not returned, and then we will conduct a search operation for them. But additionally, if you're going to fish or waterfowl hunt from a vessel, we absolutely recommend that you utilize a PFD, a personal flotation device, a life jacket while in the vessel. It will save your life. That's the bullets that I have for safety on the installation. Again, iSportsman is a one-stop location for everything that you need to know about hunting and fishing and recreating on the installation. And if you have additional questions, you can contact the Fish and Wildlife Office or the Game Warden Office, and I'll be happy to clarify anything in the SOP that you may need additional information on.
Thank you. Since we are a military installation, is there any extra forms or paperwork that people need to fill out or file to hunt on an installation?
The iSportsman website is digital. No longer do you have to do anything in person. You can do everything online. There is a safety briefing, and you must meet all state requirements to hunt or fish while on Fort Stewart. But additionally, you have to meet the installation requirements, which is a permit for hunting, fishing, or recreating. And once they pay that, then they print out their permit, place it on their dash, check into the appropriate area to ensure that they're not going into any closed areas that are closed for military training or government function. And they can go and enjoy themselves, but we ask them to adhere to all our safety aspects.
Are there any other differences that they should keep in mind versus, as I said, our land versus a normal place?
Yeah, so the installation will be more specific on a few aspects. We don't allow baiting. We don't allow trail cameras, those type of things. We do require some additional safety pieces. You know, the safety harnesses when hunting from an elevated position are a requirement. Our SOP lists them all out, plus our safety briefing does address them.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's pretty much it. If you do come across UXOs in the training area, obviously you can report them over to range control, but we recommend the three R's, recognize, retreat, and report. Contact range control or the MP desk if they do come across any UXOs in the training area.
Thank you so much, Major Smith. And we'll be back after this break.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With map at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marn Report. We are back with Major Dow to discuss holiday safety. So we are in the middle of the holiday season and block leave. What safety mistakes do you see most often this time of the year?
Biggest things we got going on right now would be packages left unsecured on porches, unsecured vehicles, storing presents and packages inside your vehicle and leaving the cars unsecured.
Is there ways, obviously some of these things are easily preventable, but what kind of things do you see people forget most often?
Coordinate with your post office or your delivery services. Make sure that if you're not going to be in the area, that they secure those packages at the post office that you can pick up at a later date. Coordinate with your neighbors so that they can retrieve them off your porch. Lock your vehicles, lock your doors, don't leave things outside, just things like that.
Are there any services that the MPs do this time of year that people could utilize?
Yes, we do home checks. So if you're going out of the area, you can sign up for a home check. MPs will go by your house, check the security of your home. So make sure you utilize that program.
Is there anything else you would like to share before we go?
No, just make sure that you're not storing presents in your car. After Christmas, utilize our recycle centers that we have throughout the installation and make sure you're not throwing out the trash from your purchased gifts right in front of your house, letting
everybody
know what you have.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So make sure you're getting rid of that stuff at one of our locations that you can drop off cardboard boxes and things like that.
Don't reveal that you had a new TV for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Major Dow. We will be back with Major Brandt after this quick break.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Thank you so much for listening to the Marn Report. We are back to discuss holiday traffic safety with Major Brandt. So there's always an uptick with drivers this time of the season. People are going to and from either families or parties. What reminders do you have for people when they get behind the wheel?
If you're going to drink, have a plan that does not involve you getting behind the wheel. Several drivers, a place to stay, where you're going to be at. Also, make sure that you're wearing your seatbelt. Doesn't matter if it's a 1 mile trip or a 100 mile trip. Third thing is fatigue. A lot of people travel great distances during the holidays. If you are going to be traveling, if you don't have a second driver or somebody that can switch out with you, just make sure you're stopping every 2 to 3 hours, taking a break, going into the gas station, just getting out of the vehicle, stretching your legs.
Is there anything that people should maybe plan for that they might overlook when going on trips like this?
Take your time, plan accordingly, don't be in a rush. Most accidents happen because people are impatient.
Are there any services, I know we hit on having a plan for when you drink and drive, are there any other services that you suggest people use?
Of course, you also have the ride shares, the Uber, Lyft, your traditional taxi cabs. Some of your staff duties might have a plan in place as well. I know back in my day, we used to have a fund at the staff duty.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share before we go?
Just be safe.
All right. Now, I hope our audience is better prepared for the holidays, whether you're out there hunting, you're staying at home, or even just driving places. To stay up to date, follow us on social media or check out the Fort Stewart website. Thank you guys so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you guys. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marn Report. See you next week.